Love.
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 Dare.
Love.
Love.
Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Tischkau. Tischkau.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex, and dating.
Hi, I'm your host Prem, all the way from sunny California in Los Angeles.
Hello there.
You know, they say that this is the best city in the world to be single.
And I'm your other host, Rogue. In Mumbai, definitely the worst place to be single. Welcome to the first episode of the LSD Cast. That's love, sex, and anything you want the D to stand for. Dating, dhoka, dhokla, dhamal, whatever.
I think we'll stick to dating. Stuff that we're going to be discussing on the show is something that's usually discussed in private.
Yeah, we're going to take your deepest, darkest fears and questions and air them. And if you're wondering what makes us authorities, the answer is nothing, really. We're not authorities. We don't have PhDs in psychology, relationships, anthropology, sociology, nothing. We just have experience. A very short years of experience because we're very young, but we have had enough life.
We both are very close friends, but we've both had some very different experiences and upbringing. And I think when we decided on doing the show, we realized that it'll be great to have two such very different point of views about the same topic.
That's right. So we're going to be really candid. I know some of you are going to have issues with the fact that we're siblings, but just forget about it because, yes, we're related. But it's like, you know, those siblings who were separated at the Kumbh Mela and then they found each other by singing a song later in life. So we're not quite like that.
Similar.
But we stopped living in the same house when I was 18 and he was just very, very a little baby at 15. And then we lived apart for a long time. By the time we met next, we were adults and we were friends. It was really cool that we could talk to each other. And Prem and I are quite honest with our dealings with most people. So we thought we'd bring that to bear on this conversation. Okay, so enough explanation. We should just get into the whole thing.
Absolutely.
So without further ado, we're going to jump into the show. What you should expect is us giving you real life examples, not always from our lives. We protect the identities of those we know. So we tell you anecdotes about our friends, but these are all real people and these are real life experiences. We are going to address questions that you guys send us. We'll share the email address later. And we're going to just take on life, love, sex, dating. Right here.
So fasten your seatbelts because it's going to be a trippy ride.
This is where the first ad would go if we had advertisers. But we're brand new. And in order to get underwriting for this podcast, we need your help. Please like us on the iTunes or Google Play Store. And please tell your friends to check us out. Thank you.
And we're back. Thanks for sticking around. We are going to jump straight in to the love and dating aspects of the LSD cast.
Love.
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 And.
Divine intervention.
Okay, so our first question, Prem, take it away.
Yes, so there is a friend of mine. He had a question about the fact that he met this girl very recently. And they went on a couple of dates. Everything was looking great. There were sparks between them. You know, they were getting slightly intimate and holding hands, coochie-cooing, and it was really nice. And then suddenly she stopped responding, and she kind of just dropped him like a hot brick. So my friend wants to know that should he be getting in touch with her, asking her, like, why did she do this? Or should he just accept what happened because it's very clear that she's not interested in him and should he just walk away and move on?
What do you think?
Well, honestly, I feel that he should have some kind of a question to address her where she kind of would explain herself as to why she's doing that. I believe in the fact that people should be straight up straight shooters. And if you don't like something, you don't like somebody, you be an adult about it and let them know. There's always a proper way to communicate and put something across. You don't have to always be a douchebag or a dick about it, but there's many ways to put things in
perspective.
Okay,
so basically you're saying that he deserves closure and he should seek it. But you understand that, especially in Indian society, women, and I'm not standing up for this, I'm just playing devil's advocate, women have a really hard time saying no to anything, let alone clearly defining like what's going on. I just learned this recently, but the term is called, it's called ghosting, where you just sort of fade away, stop returning calls and just, you know, disappear essentially and hope that somebody will get the message.
That's very valid. I've done that myself.
You have? I thought only girls do this.
No, I was kind of like dating someone who went a little crazy, and then I slowly, what's the term, ghosted away.
But did you try to tell her that something was wrong before? Like, according to your...
Of course, absolutely. I made it very clear. And if she wanted to, you know, keep coming back at me, trying to justify all her wrongdoings, then I'm not gonna hang around and have that kind of debate with her.
I would not call that ghosting. I would call that stonewalling. And I've had crazy exes who, one of them, like, wanted to propose marriage to me after we'd broken up and were broken up for 3 months. Of course, I was not gonna answer him. So that's... I don't think that's ghosting. That's stonewalling. But ghosting would be when you know there's something going wrong and you don't have the courage to say... Okay, that's my bias. So you don't have the courage to say anything or whatever. You're just uncomfortable with what could be a confrontation. So I'm an advocate for being really honest. I usually, if I go on a date or have met somebody and I didn't feel sparks, I try to be kind, but I always tell them. But I do have friends who, when I say, oh, what the heck? What, you know, this guy is just persistent. He doesn't seem to get the message. And a lot of my girlfriends will say, well, just ignore him. And to me, I feel like that's that's not something I would like. I would prefer honesty. But then I feel like I just have a thicker skin than a lot of people. And I would rather know exactly where the cards fall and then, you know, salvage my dignity and get the fuck out of whatever I'm not wanted.
I absolutely agree with you. So my advice to my friend is that he should reach out. But if he's smart enough, if he realizes that the messages that are coming back are, you know, very flaccid, he just should, like, move on. And sometimes...
Flaccid? Messages?
Well, that's our... Okay, that's
then.
Our show.
Moving along.
And I think, you know, when they say that silence does have power, it's true. Because if somebody does not want to get into this whole, you know, debating mode, he should realize that it's done.
Okay.
And just
so here's where I have something else to add. Debating is exactly what people are afraid of. So I went on a single date once with a guy who I was really bored by, honestly. He was really not my type. And I was courteous enough to send him a note and say, look, it was, you know, I'm glad we met. And it's pretty clear that there's no spark between us and that there's no possibility of a future. But thanks and good luck with your search. I got, I think, 23 messages in the next hour, relentless, trying to have a dialogue with me. He wanted to debate my decision, and it was so annoying. So I think at one point I wrote him and said, please stop messaging me. And after that, there was nothing to do but just ignore it. I blocked him because he wanted to argue with me about my feelings. That's just not on.
That is absolutely, I agree with you, not on, because he's just trying to justify his failure in some way and make himself feel better about arguing with you. But it's such a pointless waste of energy. So in conclusion, the advice is that, buddy, wake up, smell the coffee, move on, because this is a waste of time. Because if it was meant to be, she would have been with you. The fact that she's not is very indicative of the fact that it's time to move on. And that's all I have to say about that.
I'm very unhappy with your friend's non-girlfriend for using this cowardly way out. But, oh well, what can you do? Well, I have a lot more to say on the subject, but we'll wait. I'm sure we'll have even more questions on breaking up and stuff in the future. In fact, we do have a question for a future episode on rejection. So we'll save that and we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about the sex aspect in LSD.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. So stick around and we'll be right back.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
And we're back. So, Rogue, I believe you had a question. Yay!
Well, it's not my question. It comes from a friend. This is the sex section.
Ooh, exciting.
Sex.
Sex?
Sex.
Sex.
And it is, I don't know, well, I don't know. It's a problem that many, many, many women I know have to deal with. And I'm going to sound biased, but I think it has to do a lot with Indian men. So her question is...
Oh, what is it? Is it their ego?
Absolutely. It is their ego.
It is.
So her boyfriend, who is a manly, manly, macho, sexy Indian man, doesn't want to wear a condom when they have sex. She's tried to talk to him about it, but he comes up with things like, don't you trust me? And you know that everybody I've been with was clean. They have been tested. They're both clean, but she still wants to keep the condom on and he just won't. So she wants to know what she can do about it. And I think she was mostly just sharing because I think it's just insecurity. So what the hell's going on?
Look, I know a lot of couples. I mean, they've been dating for a few years and they have unprotected sex because it works for them. And Rogue, it's no secret that men enjoy sex way more without a condom.
Well, it's no secret that women do as well, but the risks that are associated with unprotected sex are just off the charts. It's just too much risk for too little reward, momentary passion.
But if you look at the world we live in, everything is a risk. You step out of your house,
I'm sorry,
it's a risk.
The way
you cross the streets, it's
Hello?
A risk.
You men are not.
I would rather risk stuff in the bedroom than anything else.
Those bedroom risks have even bigger consequences. You could end up with a child you don't want or not ready for. You could also end up with a lasting sexually transmitted disease, which could be really serious, like HIV. Or for you men, even though herpes like slides off you guys, this is a medical fact, people. Men's bodies seem better protected. They can get a sexually transmitted disease and then slough it off in 6 months without even like showing a symptom. You could be carriers. While women get stuck with HPV and then cervical cancer, and then you have to have like your cervix removed and your uterus. And you think all this risk is something that women are ready to just shoulder because their man wants more, whatever, intense pleasure?
We are men. We want everything.
That's so selfish.
We like something, we take it. That's what we do. We are men.
Well, Borat, what is going on with that? Really? Can't you just put aside, not you personally, but I mean, why do men do this? Have you ever talked to some guys? Like, is it just like your pleasure principle and your brain is so lit up that you can't?
See, it's very simple because when the blood leaves the brain, there's not much that you have control over. You just like one tangent, one mind.
Well, this conversation about condoms usually happens when your blood flow is still, hopefully pumping to whatever brain you guys do have up in your normal heads.
You know, that's another thing, by the way. In the midst of this heated moment of passion, you suddenly are pushed and kicked by your significant other or your girlfriend or your lover to go put on a condom.
Excuse me? If you're a responsible human adult male, you actually have made provisions and have the condom close by somewhere in your bedside drawer or your glove compartment or back pocket.
That's such a bad move. Imagine you strategically put it somewhere and the girl finds it and she's like, oh, what's this doing here? Is that what your intention was? And then you're like, no, of course not. Of course not. It was just there. I just left it there.
Rubbish.
But, see, a smart girl would realize it and she'd be cool with it.
A smart girl would have insisted
on it. But what I'm trying to
say was, yeah.
And a smart girl would, and they do that. Like, a lot of women insist and the guy has to obey because he knows that there's no other choice. He's not going to get any. So he gets up, finds the condom, and straps it on and then does his business.
What are we talking about right now? No, come on. So tell me, have you discussed this with your male friends? It's just about pleasure? Seriously? I feel like it's about insecurity.
So I've discussed this. Men are, as you know, they're very open about discussions about these things. And it's a general consensus.
Indian
that,
men? Or all men?
Not just Indian. It's universal that men just enjoy sex without a condom. But of course, it comes with so many crazy risks. If you think about it, when the blood is back in your head, you do realize that it's not worth the risk. Even though we're guys and I know that we can brush off a lot of stuff, but, you know, it's still very dangerous to carry
well,
that
I know this.
Kind of stuff
My friend
in your
knows
system.
This. And I have to say that I really think this is an Indian thing. All the non-Indian men I have dated or even talked about this, like, there's no question. It's not like it's up for discussion. You have sex, you use a condom. It's only in India that you seem to have men who need to, like, posture and say, oh, but... don't you trust me? Like, seriously, this has nothing to do with trust. In fact, I'm reminded of this British ad for condoms, or safe sex, rather, where it said that you think mm-hmm. You're only sleeping with him, or at least that was the gist of it, but you're actually sleeping with everybody he's ever slept with. So, in my opinion, unless you're both virgins and you've never had sex with anybody else before, you don't even have the option. You have to, out of respect for your partner, protect them.
Okay, I heard what you said. It is absolutely valid.
I hear a butt coming up.
No. So my advice to your friend is that if she is so adamant about this and she feels strongly about it, she needs to have a sit-down chat with him and let him know that every time they have sex, she's not in the moment because she's very paranoid about what may happen and that's killing her pleasure. And she's having a shitty experience. And he needs to understand that because from that point on, if he insists, then he's just being an absolute selfish, chauvinistic asshole.
And she needs to dump his ass. I don't know if she's going to do that, though.
And she needs to dump his ass. But exactly. Is she Indian? If she's Indian, you know, Indian women have this thing of bending backwards and doing cartwheels
for
their men.
Nothing like that. But when you love somebody... sometimes you take their requests seriously. I think that's why she finds herself between a rock and a hard place. That was really bad.
I agree. And like I said, it's a personal thing. Like many couples agree and they have sex and they're fine. But if she doesn't and she feels so strongly about it, then she should do something and address it. Otherwise, she is going to be miserable and she'll be hiding it and she'll be fake and that's horrible.
Well, I hope he's sensitive enough to realize that it is quite horrible to put your partner through that kind of stress. All right, we have to stop here and we'll come back after a really short break with some stuff. So stick around.
See you soon.
Hi, this is where the second ad would go. For us to get advertising, we need numbers. For us to get members, we need you to like us in the iTunes or Google Play Store and to tell your friends to check us out. That is all.
And this brings us to the end of episode 1 of LSD. And I just want to say thank you to all our listeners and do tune in for next week because we're going to have some very exciting questions that we'll be answering.
Yeah, they go from questions like body image to... when is a good time to introduce your friends to your paramours? And in future episodes, we're going to talk about a whole gamut of things that are interesting, relevant, engaging, and we want you to be a part of it. So send us your questions. If you're afraid of your name being aired, don't worry. We'll keep it on. And don't worry about anonymity. We're happy to not use your real name if you tell us explicitly that you don't want it on the air. And don't go through the trouble. And don't go through the trouble of like setting up a fake email account and all that stuff. Just, I don't know, we're discreet people. We're not going to share anything. Promise. Except what you ask us to. So the email address is lsdcast@sonolog.com.
I'm going to spell it out for you. So that's lsdcast@sonolog.com. We look forward to all your questions, feedbacks, any comments, concerns. We are here to answer all your questions. But do tune in next week because we have A lot of exciting questions that we'll be answering just for you.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Until next time.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and basic dating, with your hosts, Prem and Ro.
A Sonologue production.